Good evening and welcome to the Cybersecurity and Cryptocurrency Podcast, episode number 9. Today is July 31st. It's a Tuesday. It's good to be back. I took a few days off there, so we've got a pretty big gap since our last episode. But that gives us a lot more to talk about today. So I actually had a request from a listener that wanted me to talk about a certain topic, so I'm going to get to that here in just a second. Wanted to make mention first, before I do anything else, we do have a sponsor now for our show. That sponsor is Southern Graphics T-Shirt Company. They do all kinds of funny T-shirts, and I purchased a few shirts from those folks. Aside from doing funny shirts, they can do your business T-shirts or even team T-shirts, team jerseys, whatever you need. Any kind of vinyl pressing that you need on any kind of shirt, a polo shirt or a regular shirt, whatever it is. The folks at Southern Graphics can help you out with that. If you want to check them out, their website is southerngraphicst-shirtco.com. Again, southerngraphicst-shirtco.com. So check them out for some funny shirts. And if you want some new shirts for your business, you can check them out for that as well. So I had a request to talk about all of the Facebook apps and quizzes and games and third-party plugins and all the lovely things that Facebook can do. You know, they make things fun on Facebook. However, what people don't realize is how much information we're giving away. And I know I've talked about this on previous podcast episodes, but I really want to try to hammer it home today because, you know, I see more and more and more of my friends doing these quizzes, not realizing that they just gave away their information and my information because I'm their friend on Facebook. So you're not just jeopardizing your own privacy, you're jeopardizing the privacy of all of your Facebook friends too. You got to stop and think about these things. I mean, I don't want my personal information out there. And by you taking a quiz and giving that quiz access to your profile, well, your profile, guess what? It has access to my profile. So anything that you can see about me, that quiz that you just took, it can also see everything that you can see about me. So it's a huge chain. It's a chain reaction. And the people that create these quizzes and apps and games and whatever else, they love it because they are data mining and they are getting as much personal information as they could possibly dream of. All because they made some funny quiz that tells you how you're going to die, or it tells you what you were meant to do in life, or your destiny, or some other stupid crap that's completely untrue and just completely made up. But people find it fun. And they do it all the time on Facebook. Well, folks, you really, really, really need to stop. Stop and think. Stop and think about everything you're doing on Facebook. Because, I mean, several reasons. Number one, these quizzes, and not just the quizzes. When you play a game on Facebook, you know that little button that says, "This game is requesting access to your profile." And you just always hit accept because you want to play that game, whatever that game is, your Bubble Saga or your Candy Crush or whatever the hell it is. And you just hit allow and you let that game have access to your profile. Guess what? It's the same thing with the quizzes. You accept that game's permission. That game can now see everything that you can see about your friends. So it sees all of your friends and everything that you can see about your friends. So that's where this is so scary, folks. And then the people that make these games and these apps, what are they doing with that information? Guess what, folks? They're selling it. They're selling your personal information. That's why everybody gets all these robo dials now with, you know, or car warranty scams and all kinds of crazy stuff. It's all because of crap like this on Facebook. So anytime that you're going to use Facebook for anything other than sharing your current status or posting a photo of your kids or your dog or whatever, or your food, that's great. You can do that all you want, and I'd love to be your Facebook friend. But as soon as you start taking these quizzes and posting them on your timeline, I'm gonna have to unfriend you. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. There's so much fake news on Facebook too, and people just, they buy it. I don't know why. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. Has nobody heard this before? I don't understand. I really, really don't understand where common sense has gone. I don't know if people just don't get it, or they don't think about it, or they don't care. And maybe it's a combination. I don't know. But I really, really hope that eventually people wake up and smell the coffee. Just wake up and think about this stuff for just a minute before you start allowing access to all these games and apps and plugins and third-party this and that to your Facebook. No, don't do that. Stop. Just stop. And every time you share a fake news article and you propagate that, guess what? That's just as bad, okay? Because a lot of those fake news sites, guess what? They're spreading fake news about the president or about the elections or what have you, which creates turmoil, which creates all kinds of unnecessary drama. And the people that are creating this fake news, they win. They create the fake news to make the public distrust, you know, whoever it is that they're trying to slander. And people get on there and they think it's true because, oh, God, yeah, the internet's always true, right? Oh, it's Facebook, so it must be legit. Facebook clears all that stuff. They clear all the fake news, don't they? No, they don't. Stop. Just stop. Stop sharing random crap. Stop letting these games, these apps, these quizzes, these whatever it is, access your profile. Because it's accessing my profile now. And it's giving away all of our personal information. Not only your personal information, but all of your friends. Every single friend that you have. Their personal information is now out there. All because you took a quiz. Really? Is that really what we want to do? Is that how you want to treat your friends? Okay, so I've posted a few links to some great articles about this whole Facebook quiz thing. One of the best ones is from the Better Business Bureau, of all places. The Better Business Bureau even gets involved in this to tell you that it's a scam. Wake up, folks. Wake up. Stop. Just stop doing it altogether. There's no point in allowing these things to access your profile just to have 5 minutes of fun, to know your destiny or whatever the hell it is. Stop. Just stop. Read that Better Business Bureau article. Let them tell you if you don't believe me. Okay? Where the Better Business Bureau article falls short is they just talk about the quizzes. It's not just the quizzes, folks. It's all the games. It's everything on there that asks for permission to your profile. If you install anything on Facebook or access something on Facebook that asks you for access to your profile, that is where information gets leaked. Personal information gets leaked. Personal information gets stolen. It gets sold. It gets used for fake identities and fraud and all kinds of stuff. I don't know when it's going to stop, but we can't rely on Zuckerberg to fix it all. He claims he's going to do all this great stuff. He's, you know, been fined by this, that, and the other people. Great. I don't care. Really, it's up to us as people to not be so stupid on Facebook. Stop going out there and allowing everything. You just get click happy and start clicking on everything. And, oh, I want to take this quiz. This looks like fun. Stop. Stop. That is jeopardizing the security of you, your personal information, and all of your friends' personal information as well. So don't take it from me. Take it from the Better Business Bureau if you don't believe me. I'll also post an article from Kim Komando. If you don't believe the Better Business Bureau, maybe you believe her. I don't know who you want to believe, but we have to stop. We really, really do. It's really getting out of hand. And every day I read about another breach, another hack, another data leak. It's really, really, really getting out of hand. Fraud is at an all-time high. And guess what? It's all because of things like this. It starts, you know, they get that little bit of information from these Facebook things and they build on it. They take that and they build on that. Not only do they use it for fraud to buy, you know, things in your name or try to set up accounts, you know, bank accounts and credit card accounts in your name. That's not all they do with it. Guess what else they do? They try to call you and scam you over the phone. They use it as social engineering tactics because now they know more about you. They know your dog's name. They know how many kids you have. They know all this extra information. And guess what? They're going to try to use that to scam you out of your money. There was one that was going around last week. Some random 800 number was calling people saying it was Encore, the electricity delivery service, saying that Encore was going to cut their service if they didn't pay $500 in fines right now. And they get all this information from Facebook. Because guess what? You put your phone number on Facebook. You put your email address on Facebook. You put your name out there. You put your friends, your family, your kids, your dogs. Everything is out there. Your car, pictures of your car. All of it is out there. Car warranty calls, you ever get those? Car warranty emails, you ever get those? Guess where they probably got that information? From one of these Facebook quizzes. We got to stop and think about the ripple effect this has on you and all of your friends. It's not just you that it's affecting. So if you don't care about your personal information, great. Don't be my friend. And just go ahead and unfriend everybody else and just be solo on Facebook with no friends. Because if that's all you want to do is take quizzes all day, great. Set up an account and just take quizzes all damn day. Just don't be my friend. So I hope that, you know, people out there hear this and you take it seriously, folks. I mean, I'm not just saying it because it makes me upset. I'm saying it because it's an epidemic. You know, that along with the fake news, it's an epidemic. It changes. It changes elections. For goodness sakes, WikiLeaks, you know, releasing a ton of chats about, you know, these Twitter bots that were chatting with people and posting and all these things, posting all this fake news about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and all these things. I mean, it changes our world. It changes the public's perception of whatever it is they're targeting, whether it's a company or it's a person or a sports figure, whoever it is, they put this fake news out there, and guess what? You change your opinion right away. You think, oh my God, this person's horrible. I can't believe they did that. And you don't take the time to go and verify the story. Okay? If you see a news article that is, you know, just seems a little out there, why don't you do a little bit of research before you go share it on Facebook? Don't just turn around and immediately share it, okay? Do a little bit of digging. think before you share. I mean, I really wish that Facebook had some sort of a think before you share button or something. I don't know how to get people to stop just sharing all this fake news. It's really, really crazy. And it's an epidemic. It really is. I just hope that we eventually get past all this and we can find a way to shut down all these bots that create accounts on Twitter and on Facebook and post all this crap. That's where it all starts. And it continues from, you know, legitimate people seeing these articles from these random websites that nobody's ever heard of, talking about how President Trump did this, that, and the other thing. Oh my God, he's a horrible person. You know, just stop. Do some research before you share that article. Please do some research. Look it up. Google it. See if, you know, if 200 different news sites, credible news sites, you know, CNN or your local news site is reporting the same thing, okay, it's legitimate. Great, you can share it. If nobody else on the planet is reporting anything close to what the article you just saw was, nobody else is reporting it, you probably shouldn't believe it and you probably shouldn't share it. Yeah, don't do that. It'd be great. Getting really sick of it, folks. It's getting really bad. Really, really bad. And I see now why so many people have deleted their Facebook account. It's an epidemic, folks. It really is. You know, Facebook is determined to, you know, fix all the privacy issues, blah, 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 whatever. Whatever. It's too late to fix it. It's way too late. Our information is already stolen. It's already out there. It's too late, Zuckerberg. It's way too late. It's already out there. The damage is already done. And it's going to continue to be done. They'll find another way around it. A lot of these data mining companies, they take all your information. They sell it to everybody they can. So if you wonder why you get so many telemarketing calls, or you wonder why you see ads on your phone for something that you search for, or just anything like that, you know what? It might have been from all that Facebook crap I was doing. Yeah, I forgot about that. We got to stop. We got to use some common sense and some logic. Just stop taking the quizzes, people. You know, if you're going to play games, great. Just don't tie it to your Facebook account because they want access. They want access to your profile. And they're not just accessing your profile. Because you know why? What can you see when you open up your Facebook page? What can you see? You see all the posts from all your friends. So they say they're accessing your profile. But they're actually accessing your entire news feed, your friends list, and everything about all of those friends that they have on Facebook, that they've made public on Facebook. So just please, folks, stop with the quizzes. You know, research a little bit before you go posting an article or sharing an article that was posted by some other random person. Do a little bit of research, okay? A little bit of research. Just a little. Just to make sure that it's real. Please. Please, please, please. Go read the Better Business Bureau article. Go read Kim Komando. Look it up on any credible news site. I don't care. If you don't believe me, research it. Look it up. It's true. This is where it starts. And it stops with us. As the end users of Facebook, we stop this. We are the ones that can stop it. Not anybody else. Not anybody else. Okay? Don't rely on Zuckerberg to fix it. He can't fix everything. And it's already too late in most cases. So, check that stuff out. I'll post the links in the show notes. I saw some breach-related news. Dixon's car phone. I've never even heard of these people, but apparently something like 10 million people's information was compromised with their credit card numbers and name, address, phone number, email address, all kinds of other fun and wonderful stuff. They say that no PIN numbers or anything like that was disclosed, and they haven't seen any fraud related to this. I don't know how they can say that, but that's what they're telling everybody in the news. And this is actually the second time in 3 years that they've done this, that they've been breached. The first one affected 3 million people, and I think this one was 10 million people. I mean, geez Louise. But they say that they're working on it. They already got fined by the EU. I think it was $500,000 they got fined for the first breach. So they'll probably get another slap on the wrist and continue doing business. that was one of the breaches that I saw. There was another healthcare breach. This one nearly wasn't as prolific, not as much information. I think it was less than 200,000 people that were affected by this. But I'll post the link to that article in the show notes as well. It just goes to show how poorly secured everything is. I mean, there's always a way into these systems, and there's not enough good cybersecurity help, cybersecurity people that are helping these companies. These are just going to continue to happen until we can get more cybersecurity experts, you know, working and trained on how to spot this kind of stuff and trained how to prevent this stuff from happening altogether. It's just as bad as the Facebook quiz epidemic, these breaches. I mean, it's really, really getting out of hand. I see a new one every day, and I try to bring it up on this podcast every day that I see one, just so people kind of get a feel for how prevalent this really is. I mean, you don't always hear about every single breach on your local news. You know, they only, you know, tell you about the big, really huge breaches, Home Depot, stuff like that. Of course, they're going to tell you about those, or Target, or whoever it is. Yeah, they'll tell you about those. But any of these little small ones, or the ones that happen with big companies overseas, you may not hear about that. So I try to stay up to date on all of those that are happening so we can really educate everybody and show everybody how prevalent these breaches are and just how important cybersecurity is and how important it should be in every business. It just gets overlooked. IT a lot of times gets overlooked. You know, I get it. Businesses want to make as much money as they can, and sometimes they sacrifice security to make more money. So, you know, that's just the way it goes, I guess. But again, that's something that we, the people, can fix if people want to. The businesses typically don't want to pay for it, and therefore, it's never going to happen. They want to make more money and give more money to their shareholders, not hire some cybersecurity guy. So, anyway, I like to bring those up so everybody's up to date on all the breaches that have been happening lately. Jumping over to the cryptocurrency stuff, there was a couple of ICOs that were hacked. One was from a company called Kik ICO, and the other one was a company called, I think they call themselves Shipwreck. They were doing an ICO, claiming that they obtained a bunch of valuables from a shipwreck and they had people investing in them apparently to retrieve all these valuables from the shipwreck. Well, Korean officials are now looking into this ICO as potential fraud. I thought that was pretty funny. The Kick ICO, they got taken for, I think it was several million bucks. I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but a few million bucks. They claim that they're going to, you know, repay all the funds to all the investors. You know, somebody gave away the keys to the castle again, yet again. So, you know, this is a common occurrence, it seems, with these ICOs, and yet another black eye on the cryptocurrency market. If you noticed, today, the 31st, Bitcoin was way down. It was down to 7,700. Ethereum was at 430-something. I mean, it just all took a dive. And it's all because of these kinds of things that happen, all this negative publicity about, you know, ICOs and fraudulent this and fraudulent that. You know, before we know it, there's not going to be anything, any value left in Bitcoin if these guys don't get their heads on straight. But I got links to those two ICO breaches also in the show notes for you guys to check out. Also got a link out there about the Bitcoin price and why it recently fell. They were saying that they feel like it was on a bull run, and now they're saying, that bull run, I'm not sure that's going to happen anymore. Sorry about that. Yeah. It was doing good, but no, not anymore. We were up to 8,000 and 8,500, and now we're back down to under 8,000. So who knows what it'll do? Nobody really knows. It's just a game we play with the market. So check out those articles on the ICOs and on the Bitcoin price. I hope it goes back up, but you never know. I also saw some funny news. I thought it was funny anyway. Ripple, XRP as they're known on the exchanges. Ripple has partnered with Madonna, of all people, and Bill Clinton. All right. So they've got Bill Clinton as a keynote speaker, and Madonna is helping them raise money for some hungry kids in Africa, I think. Not exactly the best spokespeople, I would say. You know, Clinton was known for the scandal with Lewinsky, and Madonna, I mean, that's all I have to say is her name, and everybody knows how scandalous she is, so I thought that was kind of funny that they chose them as, you know, keynote speakers and to help them raise money in some foreign country that needs help. So, Ripple, I mean, come on. Can you get some better spokespeople, or are we just going to go with bottom of the barrel? What's going on here? That does not lend any credibility to them, I don't think. You know, getting Bill Clinton might a little, but then you throw in Madonna and it's just like, it's a little weird. I don't know. Not real sure their value is going to go up by having those two spokespeople now. But anyway, I thought that was kind of funny news about Ripple. I do invest in Ripple, and Stellar Lumens is kind of their twin brother. One's centralized, one's decentralized. Ripple is centralized and Stellar Lumens is not. It's decentralized. So I do invest in both of those, and I do hope the price goes up, but I see stuff like this in the news and I just go, oh man, are you serious? Why did we choose Madonna, of all people, of all artists to choose? We chose Madonna? I just, like, what? Do millennials even really know who Madonna is? I mean, any of the kids growing up, do they know who Madonna is? Or are we going for the baby boomer audience? I mean, I'm not sure who they're targeting with that kind of stuff. But, you know, Bill Clinton, okay, I guess I can be on board with Bill Clinton a little bit, but he was kind of scandalous too. So, Ripple news, kind of funny stuff. Articles are in the show notes as always. That's all I got for today. Just wanted to cover those few topics and welcome everybody back to our 9th episode. We're back. I'll be doing it again every day, Monday through Friday, typically in the evenings. And if you're wondering, yes, I do this from my car on my way home from work because I sit in traffic for an hour and I have nothing better to do, so I might as well be productive and do a podcast and talk about the stuff that I'm passionate about. And hopefully, you know, people take a listen and learn something from all this, and we can stop spreading fake news and stop taking Facebook quizzes. Please stop. I'm going to start unfriending you people. I'm telling you. All right. Check out our sponsor, too, Southern Graphics T-Shirt Company. Funny T-shirts, business T-shirts, you name it. You want a wedding shirts for the bride and groom? Come on, they got it. Check them out. It's SouthernGraphicsT-ShirtCo.com. SouthernGraphicsT-ShirtCo.com. All right, that was episode 9. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good night.